We seek out to find out our identity from all sorts of places. Things like books, like the five love languages. We find out what language we speak and maybe what a partner might speak, and that tells us what kind of identity that we have. There's even a site called Strength Finder where you put in your information and that tells you what kind of person you are and what job you will have. There's even something that you can go to. You can put in information and find out what Disney character you match up to find out what your identity is. Guess what Disney character I am? Captain Jack Sparrow. I took the quiz. Now, there's nothing wrong with any of those to find out what our identity might be. I don't want to put that down at all. But what I want to say to you this morning is this. Don't you think it's important when we're trying to figure out our identity to seek out the person who actually created us and what he says we are? Those tests and assessments about our identity can change from decade or from year to year, but the person who created you has something important to say to you about who you are that never changes. And my friends, the good news, as we talk about the habit of studying Scripture, that's what studying the Scripture is all about. It's about discovering what God, your Creator, has to say about who you are. Jesus Christ was someone who studied the Scriptures. We know this for a fact. In fact, one estimate says that Jesus, when he spoke words, 10% of what he said was nothing more than the Old Testament. He was ingrained in the Bible and ingrained in God's Word. It was very important to him. But why was Jesus ingrained in God's Word? Was it just for information or statistics so that he could spout it off and say that he was going to pass confirmation or something? No, here's why. From God's word, Jesus understood his identity. Now, I want to take you back to a moment where this is very clear in Luke chapter 24. Right after Jesus had died, the disciples had all gathered in a room and they were scared and they had closed off the room. They didn't know what to do. They were gripped by fear. You know, in just a few days, their world had turned upside down. Everything had been going well. And then in a matter of moments, Jesus had died, and they were confused about everything in the Bible. They had no clue what it meant at that moment. And at that moment, Jesus appeared to his disciples. He came through a wall, Luke 24 tells us. And in that moment, Jesus said this to his disciples. It's right around verse 44. Jesus says, all those things that I was talking to you about, they're all about me. Those things that are happening right now, my death and resurrection, I told you about them. And they were described in the laws of Moses, in the prophets, and in the Psalms, is what the text says. Jesus was essentially saying the Bible, all of it, was about him. The fulfillment of who he would be. The very next verse, Jesus then says this to his disciples, or this is what it relates that he's did with his disciples. It says that he opened up the Scriptures to them. He explained to them what it meant. And then the very next verse says this. Jesus said, the whole point of it all is that the Christ would come and suffer, and that after 3 days he would rise again, and that repentance and the forgiveness of sins would go out to all the nations. And then Jesus said this to the disciples. He said this, you are my witnesses. You will be my witnesses. Now, from that little passage, Jesus explained what the Scriptures are all about. They're about his identity, and then he explained what the followers after him, what their identity would be. Our identity is in being a witness of Jesus and what he has done. And my friends, this morning, I want you to know that as you read the pages of God's Word, you're going to find out much more than that you're just witnesses. You're going to find out some amazing things about your identity in these pages. Are you feeling, for example, this morning, like you're abandoned or isolated or that you really don't have a great future? Flip to 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Do you know what it says about your identity there? Oh, how great God has lavished his love upon us that we could be called the children of God. And that is what we are. You are God's children. That's your identity. Are you feeling, for example, this morning that you're not special or that you don't have a purpose? It's hard to have purpose in these days. How about flipping to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9? Do you know what it says about you in that passage? You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You are God's special possession. You are his chosen people. God has selected you among all the people in the world to work through you. You are special. That's what the identity says there in 1 Peter chapter 2. Are you feeling this morning, perhaps? Are you feeling like all you're experiencing is loss in life and nothing good can come this next week? How about flipping to Romans chapter 8? Do you know what it says about you in Romans chapter 8? We are more than conquerors. You are a winner through Jesus Christ our Lord. Nothing can separate us from his love is what the text says. You are a winner because of Jesus. You're a conqueror. Word in the Greek says Nike. That's where Nike comes from. You're a winner is what the text says from Romans chapter 8.